Treasury Star Parade. The Treasury Star Parade brings you an all-star cast and a powerful story of one man's heroism. The story of Nikolai Gastello. Nikolai Gastello played an heroic part in this war. Your and my part are much less spectacular, but they are parts that must be played to the very limit if we are to win this epic struggle. Every one of us must buy more war bonds and other government securities than we are buying now. To meet the increasing cost of the war, we must put every single dollar over and above our bare living expenses into uniform. The second war loan drive is on now. An extra bond a week will make it the success it's got to be. It's the least you and I can do to keep faith with our fighting men who risk, many of whom give, their lives. You lend your money. A man leaves his home, kisses his wife goodbye, and goes quietly out to perform a deed of heroism so great that men sing of it to the four corners of the earth. And his deed becomes a password for brave men and a legend for children. This man was Nikolai Gastello. Where did he come from? What was he fighting for? Who loved him?
Nikolai, my little son, you are dead now. You are cold in the earth. You died so that others might live. When you were a child, how you would laugh and plan and talk of the future. Oh, the things you would do.
Mama! Mama! I'm going to fly to Africa!
Eat your food. You'll fly after supper.
Fly with me, Mama. Come, we'll fly away together. Come.
Stop it, Nikolai.
Papa!
What is all this noise?
We were flying.
Oh, so, Nikolai. I work in the foundry and they laugh at me. Tell us, Ivan, how is your son? Does he fly over the rooftops yet?
Oh, no, Papa. Tell me, my son, you have books and go to school. Are there really such things that can fly with men in them?
Oh, yes, Mama. The propeller makes a strong wind, and the plane rides on the wind like this, see? It's science.
Science? It's like electricity.
Yes, Mama.
Lenin has written we must have electricity. Nowhere did he say we must have airplanes.
He did not know. We will add to Lenin. Yes, Mama, we will do many great things that even Lenin did not do.
My little boy with such fine ideas. But I knew he was not a little boy any longer. There were shadows in his eyes. A man walked in his eyes. The years went by like wind. Now it was football, and a job in the foundry with his father. Perhaps it was meant that he die in fire, having lived so close to it. I like to believe fire was his friend, that it was swift and not painful. The morning he left for work with his father, I watched him walk down the road, and my heart cried out, "Do not go far, Nikolai. Be where I can reach you."
He was growing up now, my Nikolai. We worked many years in foundry. We lived in a world of sparks and streaming metal. He became a molder. I would pour metal, he would mold. The metal flowed from father to son, from the old world to the new. And then the Nazis were reaching out. Czechoslovakia. They were coming closer to the east. Nikolai became a man overnight. And somehow, he was not happy. And then, one evening, he brings home a girl, a pretty one, and I say to myself, "Ah, there is the answer. He is in love." And the girl, Anya, walks right into the house and says, "Nikolai and I are married." Just like that.
Nikolai and I are going to Moscow. He's going to be a pilot.
What? What is this, my son?
The Nazis will one day strike. The sky is my home from now on. That's the place to live. I want to be ready in the sky where they strike the swiftest. I want to be there when they come. A I shall give those Nazi braggarts a taste of Soviet thunder.
Winter came quietly that year. It was the first light snowfall the day we reached Moscow. I think of those days now. Long weeks of work rolled into months. And then, finally, Nikolai flew alone. His first flight. Which one is yours, Nikolai?
Over there on the end. The silver one.
Be careful. Come back to me.
Reggie Castello.
Good luck, Nikolai. Good luck, Nikolai. How often I said that. I think of our life together now, and it seems it was spent at aerodromes and on flying fields. Who looks into the skies as often and as long as the wife of a flyer? Who listens as closely to the wind for the sound of a motor? Who waits as long for the homecoming?
Hello, Anya.
Nikolai.
Oh, what a flight, what a flight. Rain and fog all the way. Anya. Hello.
Hello. You're tired, aren't you? Come, off to sleep. And I dream of the darkness and the lonely sky. And suddenly, Nikolai's plane coming out of darkness, crashing, bursting into flame.
Anya! Anya, wake up! What's the matter? Is something wrong?
Oh, I dream you were Nikolai.
Go back to sleep, Anya. Sleep, darling. I'm here. Sleep. Good night, my darling.
Good night, darling.
Huh? Captain Castello speaking. Yes? Yes, of course. I'll report at once.
Nikolai, what is it?
The fascists have laid their rotten hands on our soil.
Now what?
Now we smash them.
Mechanics haven't wasted any time, Nikolai. Already, they're warming up the plane.
Wait here, Anya. I'm going in to get my orders. Captain Castello reporting.
The fascist troops already are over the border. They are moving east and south into the Ukraine. Our job is to delay them. You will take off with a full bomb load and proceed due west. Your objective is to destroy fuel tanks. Everyone, if possible. That is all, comrades. Good luck.
Nikolai! Nikolai! You are going up immediately?
Yes.
No.
Anya, no weeping.
No. Good luck, Nikolai.
Goodbye, Anya.
Goodbye. When they were gone, I stood there, watching Nikolai disappear into the clouds, listening to the faint echo of his plane, as if it were his voice. Nikolai, wherever you are, good luck.
Stella speaking, calling navigator.
Navigator.
Position.
Coming to the bend in the river.
How much farther?
4 kilometers. Calling pilot. Approaching objective. Anti-aircraft beginning flak to our right. Can you see the fuel tanks?
There they are. Those big tanks on the edge of the field.
How many?
6 or 7. Costello calling bombardier.
Thank you, speaking.
Ready?
Yes, sir. But there are 7 tanks. We're only carrying 6 bombs.
We'll have to try to get 2 tanks with one of them. I'll go in as low as possible.
Let us go. Bombs away.
Calling navigator. How many hits?
Five. No, there goes another. Six tanks gone. We've sowed one crop that the fascists won't harvest. Captain, they're shooting close. We can use altitude. Navigator calling Costello. What happened, Captain? Captain!
They got us. Direct hit, Suvarov. What motor is that? The other one can't hold much longer. Prepare to bail out. Calling Navigator.
Navigator.
You will go last. Rachenko, Regi, go.
Rachenko away.
Draken, go.
Draken away.
Takino, go.
Takino away.
Suvarov, ready? Go.
Comrade Captain.
Go.
Comrade Nikolai, leave the controls. We'll jump together.
After you, jump.
Your safety belt, Captain. You haven't unbottled it. Captain Nikolai.
Go, Suvarov. That's an order.
I know. You're going to stay.
Jump, comrade. One man's enough to finish the job.
One man? Nikolai.
You heard our orders. Each tank counts. We must not leave one standing. They've taken our plane, but we will decide how to give it to them. Quickly now, there's not much time. Go!
Yes. Goodbye, Captain.
Goodbye, Suvarov. So, little bird, we're alone now. You're tired. Your wings are broken, but your heart, it still beats, huh? A little longer, friend. A moment longer. We shall be there soon. We shall strike with the Soviet power. We'll smash them with the strength of our continent, and they'll never rise again. Hold together, little bird. Hold. Fly with me, Anya. Be with me here.
Countless Nikolai Gastellas, ladies and gentlemen, many of them Americans, who have given their lives so that you might keep yours and a free country in which to enjoy them. Are you doing all you can to keep faith with them and with your sons and brothers and husbands and friends who are fighting to keep this war away from our shores? One way you and I can and must keep faith is to invest to the very limit in the war bonds and other securities of the Second War Loan Drive, a drive to raise $13 billion now, to provide needed weapons to our men in the front line. Remember, the most you can lend is the least you can do during the Second War Loan Drive. So take every penny that isn't absolutely needed for the bare necessities of life and invest it in extra war bonds or Second War Loan securities. There are 7 different kinds of securities to fit your needs, your pocketbook. The success of the drive is up to you. And to me, let us, you and I, send every possible dollar to the support of our fighting men by putting these dollars into Second War Loan securities now. They give their lives. You lend your money. The United States Treasury Department wishes to thank the artists who appeared on this program and this station for the use of its facilities. The original musical score was conducted by David Brookman. The story of Nikolai Gastello was written by Millard Lampel and Norman Rostin and was released for our use through the courtesy of the Russian War Relief. Other material was written by Thelma Ritter and Joseph Moran. Production was directed by Henry P. Hayward. This is James Wallington suggesting that you check the radio columns of your local newspaper and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.